Locker room chats continue here on KMZA, talking Onega Buffalo basketball with boys head coach Luke Baxter. It is presented by Community Healthcare System, Mainstar Trust, and Blue Valley Technologies. Coach, tough way to start the 22 portion of the schedule on Tuesday. Tough loss against a very talented Axtell team, 45-29. This was a three-point game going into the fourth quarter. What ultimately changed in that fourth quarter that allowed Axtell to be able to kind of pull away and get that win on you?
Hey, I thought our mental focus went down quite a bit in the fourth quarter, and we got tired physically, and I think it led to us being tired mentally, and that's kind of on me. I got to have us ready to play four quarters. We just, other than really a cup one game, we really haven't done that all year, and fourth quarter's kind of been our nemesis all year. We take the Centralia game, very close game going in the fourth, just similar to last night. We just couldn't put all four quarters together.
And again, you talk maybe mental and whatever it might be, that the fourth quarter just is somehow always a little bit different whenever games are close through three quarters. You know, from a coaching perspective, how do you and your assistants kind of work and battle through that to get your team prepared for those moments when the games are tight going into the final 8 minutes?
You know, I'm really not sure. We were talking about that last night for about a half hour after the game in my room, and trying to figure out what we could do differently. And we're still trying to figure that out. So if you got any ideas, I would definitely take some. Because these kids are good kids and they play hard. They got to get used to. We got to win those games, and they just haven't done that in the past. And we're gonna keep battling. They play hard. They give a lot of good effort. I mean, we really, last night we got after it on defense for three quarters, and really gave up very few field goals in the half court. They scored a lot of their baskets in transition on steals, and we had 26 turnovers, it doesn't matter how good a defense you play, if you have 26 turnovers and don't box out in the fourth quarter, it's going to be hard to win games. And we just have to put 32 minutes together. And I'm gonna try my hardest to figure out how to get us to do that. And I think once we do that, I just feel like a lot of good things are going to happen.
TVL, of course, tough night in and night out. Friday, you'll step away from the TVL to close the week. You get Flint Hills Christian on your home floor. You know, how much do you know about that team? Obviously, you want to get a win, get some momentum going into next week, because next weekend you're looking at the TVL tournament. So how important is this non-league game coming up this week?
Oh, it's huge. They've got some size, and they got some guys that can shoot the ball. I think they're 3-3 right now. I'm not sure how they did last night, but it won't be a gimme. And we're going to have to be ready to play and get fired back up after a tough game last night. So we'll get back to practice tonight and film and prepare. And like you said, next week's the TBL tournament, but Tuesday we go to Troy, another really tough opponent. But we're going to worry about Flint Hills right now and get ready for them Friday and then move on from there.
That is Luke Baxter, boys basketball coach for Onega. Our conversation with the coach presented by Community Healthcare System, Mainstar Trust, and Blue Valley Technologies. They'll get Flint Hills Christian on Friday, Troy on Tuesday before the TVL tournament next weekend. Coach, as always, we appreciate the time. Good luck against Flint Hills Christian on Friday, and we'll talk to you again next week.
All right, thanks a lot. We'll talk to you then.